Praise the Lord. Shabbat Shalom to everybody on God's holy day. Let me start everything. Do the countdown. Put up the study. I hope. Let's see. I'm on Power Talk and put up the study and that's it.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Shabbat Shalom. We're one of Messiah congregation. Kahal Chai B'Mashiach. Just a little piece of the Israel of God. Adat Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Let's ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, bless this reading in Yeshua's name. Teach us something new that we didn't know. Bless everyone here. Help everyone in their lives. Heal everyone. Strengthen everyone. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for eternal life in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
There's my website still running, thank God, in the midst of everything that we're doing. There's my phone number if you need to talk to me. And there's my email if you need to talk. And there's our address if you need to come and see us today. Today is August the 23rd, 2025. Wow. That's named after Caesar Augustus, of course. Used to be the 6th month, but today it's the 8th month, which is weird. God's calendar. We're in the 5th month of God, day 28 already, which has no scriptural name. And we prefer not to use Av like Judaism. They made up that name, so that's not in the Bible for the 5th month. Monday is the new moon. It would be Elu, is the name of the 6th month. And Elu seems like it's the name of the 6th month by these two verses, Nehemiah 6:15. The wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elu. And then the next verse, Nehemiah says, so the priests and Levites and the porters and the singers and some of the people and the Nephilims and all Israel dwelt in the cities when the 7th month came. So now we know it's the 7th month, so it had to be the 6th month. That's the two verses. The Word of God, Torah, Prophets, and Writings. Amen. And that's an acronym for Tanakh, which is T-A, the N is Nevi'im, and the K is Kutuvim, which is the writings. I'm not loud enough? I thought I was loud. Oh, okay. At this point, there was no Gospels and letters. Today's topic is worship God and Him only. Amen. We're going to worship God. Amen. There are numerous verses about worshiping God. I'm going to give you just a few today, which might seem like a lot, but here's where we're going to start with Genesis 24. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped Jehovah. And that's what we need to do. Bow down our heads when we worship Jehovah. Amen. And he said, blessed be Jehovah, God of my master Abraham, who had not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. And being in the way, Jehovah led me to the house of my master's brethren. Amen. I bow down my head, amen, and worship Jehovah. Amen. And bless Jehovah, God of my master Abraham, who had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. Amen. You can read the whole story later. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard these words, he worshipped Jehovah, bowing his head to the earth. And that's a good way of worshipping Jehovah, bowing your head to bowing your head to God. Exodus 4:31 says, and the people believed when they heard that Jehovah had visited the children of Israel, and that he looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Seems like that's the way to do it. Here's Psalm 5:7. But as for me, David says, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. Amen. And in thy fear will I worship toward your holy temple. Amen. There's no holy temple today, so we can't do that. Amen. I don't think David had a temple either, actually. Come to think of it. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto Jehovah, and all the kindreds of the nation shall worship before him. Amen. That's Psalm 22:27. And they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. All they that go down to the dust shall bow before him. And none can keep alive their own soul. Amen. When God calls you home, that's it. Got to be ready. Psalm 29. Give unto Jehovah the glory due unto his name. Amen. Worship Jehovah in the beauty of holiness. God is holy. And we have to act holy. We have to dress holy. We have to present ourselves holy. We have to talk holy. And that's the way God is. Psalm 45:11. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. He is your Lord, and worship you him. Amen. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of worshiping scriptures in the Bible. I'm just giving you a few. Psalm 66:4. All the earth shall worship you and shall sing unto you. They shall sing to your name. Selah. Amen. Here's Psalm 86:9. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. Amen. We give God the praise and honor today. Amen. Psalm 95, verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Amen. Bow down. And let us kneel before Jehovah our Maker. Amen. I do that all the time. I kneel down to God and pray to him. Psalm 96:9 says, O worship Jehovah in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Amen. Unfortunately, all the earth today is not fearing him. They're breaking God's commandments every day. Psalm 99:5, exalt ye Jehovah our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Amen. Exalt Jehovah our God and worship at his holy hill. For Jehovah our God is holy. Amen. Holy God. Psalm 132, verse 7 says, "Go, we will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool." Amen. Amen. Psalm 138, verse 2 says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise your name for thy loving kindness and for your truth. For you have magnified your word above your name. Wow. He magnified his word above his name. Wow. That's a good verse, huh? Here's some gospels and letters. Matthew 2, verse 11 says, And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. That's the way we got to worship God, kneeling down. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Amen. And being warned of God in a dream, they should not return to Herod. They departed into their own country another way. Amen. Praise the Lord. God was right on them. Here's Matthew 8, verse 2. And behold, there came a leper worshiping him and saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And of course, God made him clean, of course. Verse 9 says, While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead. Come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And of course, Yeshua did that. Amen. Here's Matthew 14, verse 33. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, you are the Son of God. He's the Son of God. The word Son is synonymous with the Word of God. Matthew 15, verse 9 says, But in vain, this is what the people do tomorrow, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Tomorrow, everybody will be at their pagan church singing to nobody. They think they're singing to Jesus, when all the different churches have a different Jesus, a different gospel, and a different this different truth. Matthew 20, verse 20 says, "Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him, desiring a certain thing of him." So they wanted to sit on their right hand and the left, but Yeshua mm-hmm. gave them a good answer. You can read that yourself. Matthew 28, verse 9, "And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Yeshua met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him." Amen. Amen. "And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted." Yeah. "Yeshua came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth." Wow. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Amen. "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo," I love this part, "I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Amen. Thank you, Father, for being with us. Amen. Here's John 4, verse 20. "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." That's what that lady that met him at the well, remember that? "Yeshua said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship you know not what." We know what we worship. Salvation is of the Jews. That's where Yeshua came from, the Jews. "But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth." Amen. The Father seeks such to worship him. Amen. So we've got to worship God in spirit and truth. Amen. "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Amen. Amen. God is a spirit. God can be anything he wants, actually. John 9:31 says, "Now we know that God hears not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, him he hears." Amen. You got to keep God's commandments. Yeshua heard that they had cast him out, and when he found him, he said unto him, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" This is another person. "He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" Yeshua said unto him, "You have both seen him, and it is he that talks with you. And he said, Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. Amen. Amen. God did so many miracles in the Bible. Yeshua said, "For judgment I am come into this world." Amen. "That they which see might not see, and they which see might be made blind. And they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." Amen. Some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words, and they said unto him, "Are we blind also?" Well, Yeshua said unto these Pharisees, "If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say we see, therefore your sin remains." Amen. You full of leaven. The leaven is hypocrisy. The Pharisees were full of that sin.
And they didn't think they had
sin. John 12:20 says, But there were certain Greeks among them that came to worship at the feast. And we'll be doing the feast in a couple of months. So that's what we'll be doing that.
In a month,
yeah. Because the 6th month starts Monday.
Yeah.
And then the 7th month starts, there it goes. We're going to worship God at the feast too. "The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Yeshua." And that's what we would see Yeshua too. Amen. Philip comes and tells Andrew again, and Andrew and Philip tell Yeshua. Yeshua answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Amen. "Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone, but if it die, it brings forth much fruit." Amen. Remember this, he that loves his life shall lose it. He that loves his life shall lose it. He that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Amen. You gotta make sure you read that again, okay? You have to hate your life. So he that loves his life shall lose it. He that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto the end. Amen. They don't want to change. They want to keep their sins. Yes. Oh, sorry. Acts 8. "And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship." Everybody knows they will go to Jerusalem to worship. "Was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet." "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to his chariot," to this chariot. Wow. "Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understand what you read? And he said, How can I, except a man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him." I wish somebody would come and ask us some questions. We will be glad to answer them. Amen. "The place of the scripture which he read was like what was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter." That's Isaiah 53. "And like a lamb dumb before his shearer, he opened it not his mouth." That's Yeshua when he was before Pilate. He didn't say nothing to them. "In humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." Amen. "But he also rose from the dead too." Amen. "The eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray you, of whom speakest the prophet, himself or some other man?" I mean, this guy didn't even know. "Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Yeshua." Amen. Isaiah 53. It's all about Yeshua. Amen. "And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What does hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of God." Amen. "And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And he went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." Amen. We had somebody call us to be baptized, but he never showed up. We never even heard what happened to him. "And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of Jehovah caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing." Amen. I'd like to be led of the Spirit like that too. You? "But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea." Amen. Here's Acts 16, verse 14. "A certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, who worshiped God, heard us." They heard Paul, of course. "Whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul." Amen. Which worship God, you know. That's just amazing. This lady, she was listening to Paul. Acts 17:23. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscription, "To the unknown God, whom you ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you." I said that, "Whom you ignorantly worship, him I declare unto you." God that made the world and the universe and all the things therein, seeing he is Lord of heaven and earth, amen, dwells not in temples made with hands, amen. Neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needs anything, seeing he gives to all life and he gives everybody their breath and all things, amen. And he had made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. There's one nation of men, mankind. We're all related. We all come from Adam, or at least Noah, right? Determine the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. That they should seek Jehovah, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Mm-hmm. Amen. He's probably right in the midst of us right now, Lord. Be in the midst of us today. Mm-hmm. Amen. For in him we live and we move and have our being. Amen. As certain also of our own poets have said, we are also his offspring. Whoa. Amen. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or graven art of man's device, right? Nothing in this world. And the times of this ignorance God winked at. But now he commands all mankind everywhere to repent. People could always repent and join the Israel of God too. Because he had appointed a day, there's a day coming, in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he had ordained, whereof he had given assurance unto all men, in that he had raised him from the dead. Raising of the dead. Amen. Yeshua was raised from the dead, right to the right hand of the Father. Amen. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, of course. Others said, "We'll hear you again of this matter some other time," you know. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit certain men clave to him and believed, among which was Diotrephus, the Areopagite, and a woman named Damarius, and others with them. I might be saying their names wrong. I hope they forgive me. Hebrews. Letter to the Hebrews. Again, when he brings the first begotten into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." Amen. Just think, there's billions of angels. They're just falling down worshiping him. Except for Lucifer and his angels that were cast down to hell. Amen. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. Amen. I want to worship God too when I'm dying. Hope I have an opportunity. Amen. We always heard about those 24 elders. They fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that lives forever and ever. And they cast their crowns, saying, "I don't need a crown. You're in charge." They say, "You're worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things, and for your pleasure they were and are created." Amen. We were watching some evolution thing last night, or some other, whatever it was. God created everything, the creeping things and all the things. They all, if you knew about even a molecule that Darwin thought was a piece of nothing, it's there's all kinds of little motors in there running around doing everything. Now, of course, he He'd be sorry if he lived today. There's those four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fall down, worship him that sits for that lives forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. And all the angels stood round about the throne, about the elders and the four beasts, and they fell before the throne on their faces, worshiping God. Amen. Amen. That's a good way to worship God, kneeling down and praying to God. Here's what they said. They said, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Anyone that's not keeping the Sabbath today, I hope they get cursed, because they have an opportunity to read the Bible and they can find out the truth too. Revelation 11:16 says, And the 24 elders which sat before on their seats fell upon their faces, saying, We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, El Shaddai, which are and was and art to come, because you have taken to thee thy great power and has reigned. God's reigning even today. Amen. Revelation 14, verse 7, they said with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him that made the heaven and the earth and the sea, that's all the oceans too, and the fountains of water. Amen. Worship him. Amen. When God comes back, I wonder, who shall not fear you, O Lord? Amen. And glorify your name. For you only are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for thy judgments are made manifest. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of verses with these 24 elders and the four beasts, they fall down, worship God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. That's supposed to be hallelujah, not. And I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See that you do it not. Somebody came to Philip, to a Peter. He said, I'm a fellow servant and of thy brethren, and have the testimony of Yeshua. Worship God, not me. For the testimony of Yeshua is the spirit of prophecy. Amen. Revelation 22:8 says, I, John, saw these things and I heard them. When I heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. What happened? What did the angel say? He said, See, you don't do that. How dare you? Don't you see that you do it not? I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. Amen. This is not a short study, but it's pretty long. But it was good. In closing today, what else can I say? Worship God in the beauty of holiness. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. And there's a lot of scriptures about worshiping God. I only gave you a few. And if you want to read them all, you can go look them up yourself. Anyway, God bless you. Hope you got something out of this study. May God bless this rest of the Sabbath day. May God protect us today. May God bless the food we eat and the singing we do. And everything we do, Father, we give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. We give you the thanks. And we thank you, Father, for being our Father and allowing us to be your children. Amen. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Let me stop the audio real quick. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom.